Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, here we go, everybody. Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. Bob Getty and Dima Mixon. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Glad you're with us. A little complaint about Dima. He's been eating fried dill pickles since he got in the studio, and now the whole place smells like that.
Well, I had to do it when Kelly wasn't here, or else they'd be gone.
No, that was a really good idea. He'd have reached over there and licked them and then asked you if you wanted any more.
That's right.
Opening segment of the show sponsored by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Speaking of good food, that'd be a place to call to cater this weekend. Still got time. If you're going to tailgate and cater, I would definitely suggest you give Dickie's Barbecue Pit a call. They do a fabulous, fabulous job. And again, we're from the Southern Bancorp studio, and sure appreciate those guys down at Midtown. Great banking services available to you from Southern Bancorp. Kevin Mullins from Genesis of Hattiesburg joining us later in the show. We're going to be broadcasting our program there Friday afternoon. We've got two good sound bites from Coach Charles Huff, one about the upcoming quarterback they'll be facing, the other about the improvement that he's seeing in his own team. But right now we want to bring Glenn Dyer on from GoldenEaglePride.com, and I think does a great job covering Southern Miss sports, and happy to say now he's a Wednesday contributor to the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Glenn, we're glad to have you back. And Demon, I've been talking about this ad nauseum for a while. I had Coach Barr, former Oak Grove legendary high school coach, confirmed the same thing to me today. Glenn, we all think this is a really important football game, and it's going to show a lot about where the program is at under Charles Huff. I would contend one of the most important games here at The Rock in several years. Your thoughts?
No, no doubt. And great to be back, guys. I appreciate it. Yeah, huge game. Demon, I've been talking about it since before the first game, been pointing to this game. But, you know, it means a lot. It's not just the first conference game. It's going to tell you a little bit about what you really have. I think it's also going to tell App State what they really have. They've been putting up humongous numbers against, you know, inferior competition. So, you know, they're looking to learn some things about themselves as well.
I haven't had you on since the JSU game. I want to move on past that here momentarily. But, you know, Glenn, I was a little struck when I first started watching some of the game. I thought Jackson State was probably a really good-looking team in that level of play that could possibly even run the table after they finished here. What were your thoughts about Jackson State?
Yeah, I totally agree. They should be favored in every game they play for the, you know, the duration of the season. And, yeah, they were impressive. And, you know, what equally impressive to me was watching Coach Huff and his staff make halftime adjustments to shut down their run game to some extent and start to getting their run game going a little bit. And I hope that leads into this week as well. They need to run the football between the tackles a little better, take some pressure off of Braxton.
Yeah. Huff yesterday commented on where his team is at and how does he think they're getting better. Let's listen to that. It's a quick bite and then get your and Dima's thoughts. Hang on.
Yeah, well, we're improving, and that's the goal every week. The result comes down to execution, but we're improving, and every week's challenge creates a little bit more. You know, some of the things that we didn't do well in week one, we did a little better. We tackled better in week two than week one. I thought we did a better job offensively of playing with rhythm in week two than week one. Obviously, the opponent has a lot to do with that. to me, it's just about improving. You know, it can't be, you know, hey, how do we go out and beat this team? Because, if you're focusing on the opponent too much, you're not really focusing on what you do well and doing that really well. The message to the team this week is we got to understand what we do and why it's important that we do it that way. And I think if that's the continual focus, you got a chance to improve every week. What you hope is through your improvement that you have success. Last week was a good picture of that. We got to build on it moving forward.
All right, Demo Mixon, is the team improving every week in your eyes?
I think parts of it are. I thought that the defense took a big step forward against Jackson State, especially in the second half. I actually think the offensive line took a step back. I didn't think they played as good as they did against Mississippi State. I think their pass protection has been fine. It's been, you know, above average, definitely better than the last few seasons. But the ability for the run game has to get better. There's no question about that because it really opens up what the offense can do. I know Coach Huff was talking about, you know, that he sees the bubble screens and tunnel screens as an extension of the run game. And that's all fine and well, but the point is you still have to run the ball. I mean, if teams are just going to drop eight in coverage, and if they don't respect your ability to run the ball, and he's not going to give anywhere for Braylon to throw the ball, that's exactly what Mississippi State did in the second half of that first game, where they just, you know, dropped eight or seven or eight in coverage, and Braylon didn't have anywhere to throw the ball, and then the defensive line would just get to him. So the offensive line took a step back for me from Mississippi State to Jackson State, and they're going to have to be a little bit better to beat App State on Saturday.
Glenn, where do you see the Golden Eagles improving, and where do you think they need to continue to improve?
Yeah, I'll echo what Dima's saying. They need to be able to get that run game going between the tackles. You know, it's going to open up that play-action game for Braxton. And I got the chance yesterday to interview our right tackle, Hayes Creel, and I kind of addressed that with him in, you know, terms of execution. And he brought up the point that all these guys are new and have never really played together. He said as they get more reps and start to learn each other, he thinks the execution part will get a little more polish on it.
Why, Glenn, why has the team, going back prior to this current regime, had so much trouble running the football over the past 4 or 5 years?
Just, you know, terrible, terrible offensive lines for whatever reason, be it the athletes themselves or the, you know, the coaching portion of it, or probably the combination of the two.
Yeah, and I would echo that. It was a bad offensive line. There's no question that this offensive line is better than the past few years. I mean, that's non-debatable. The point is, if they want to get to where they want to be, 8-9 win season, competing for the Sun Belt, they're going to have to continue to get better. And I think they will. And that's something that I was saying kind of coming out of that Mississippi State game is like, if this is how good they looked in week one, what will they look like in week 7, week 8, week 9 with more and more reps? But that week 2 game, it looked like they took a step back. So I'm really interested to see where they lie here. Glenn, when you think about the receivers, another thing that I've been talking about all week, and I talked about it with you yesterday, their ability to get open, that needs to also continue to get better.
Yeah, I'd like to see them get open quicker, create some separation, and, you know, to Braylon's part, too, to recognize it sooner in some instances and get the football out of his hands a little quicker at times.
Has Braylon been what you expected him to be?
Oh, most definitely. I think without him, you know, he's pretty much the offense, you know, right. When things break down, he has the ability to turn it into a positive, you know, and it's when he's most dangerous. So, yeah, he's been everything I thought he'd be. I would like to see what he looks like with a competent running game like they had at Marshall last year.
Defensively, how do you feel about this team, Glenn? How do you think defensively they're shaping up?
I think the first unit has the ability to be really good. It's just, you know, when they have to, it seems like almost every time they've had to rotate that second line in, they do it in a holistic fashion with four new guys. And it always seems like, you know, most of the time they have to get them off the field after, you know, after a couple of first or second downs when the other teams kind of gash us and get the first line guys back in. I'd like see that second group be a little more competent in there where you don't have to bring that first line back in, to, you know, to so much to save the day.
Yeah, I think we all saw the value of depth when we watch Mississippi State play. I mean, you know, they were really deep on the both lines of scrimmage, and boy, Glenn, that makes all the difference in the world, particularly as the season goes along and guys are dealing with nicks and injuries and fatigue and just the fatigue of going through the process week in and week out. That depth, is it going to be a big asset for the Golden Eagles, Glenn, or a problem down the line?
Well, you know, obviously it's going to be huge. I think it'll be an asset. I don't know if they're going to be able to, you know, make run those wholesale groups out there in groups of four. Maybe, you know, pick your spots a little bit and rotate one or two, give some, you know, guys some, you know, some breaks so you don't have that whole line coming out there. You know, at some point I hope, you know, they can hold their own out there. But right now I hadn't seen it yet. And this week, they're going to need to be able to get some pressure on this, you know, A.J. Swan with their front four. So far, you know, nobody's really gotten in the backfield and pressured A.J. to this point. We're going to have to make him a little bit more uncomfortable, get some hits on him and move him off his spot. And we need to be able to do that with our front four and not have to get caught in, you know, those blitzes.
All right, still to come on today's show, we're going to hear what Coach Huff says about that very thing, about the App State quarterback and how he's played. We're going to hear more from Glenn Dyer. Dima did a lot of interviews yesterday. We're going to hear from Jeffrey Pittman later in the program, who I think has really looked good for the Golden mm-hmm. Eagles, and a Kevin Mullins from Genesis of Hattiesburg. So lots to come. Stay with us. Eagle Hour is going to continue on the other side of the break. As we head into the commercial break, Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of the year, but the most important member of the team is you. You need to get an annual physical to be sure your health is good, and if there's a problem, they can get on it. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org. We're so fortunate to have Forest Health here in Hattiesburg and very happy to have them part of the Eagle Hour family. More with our good friend Glenn Dyer.
And in segment four, we'll have the Where's Kelly segment.
Hope it's short. We'll be back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, Eagle Tire West sponsors the second segment of our program. And Matt Warren and those guys invite you to come see them. It's a new business, premium Goodyear products, full service auto and truck service at Eagle Tire West. They're next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985 and big, big supporters. Southern Miss Athletics. You know, we've been kind of joking about where Kelly's at, Dima, and he's actually visiting some family members for like 10 days in Minnesota. And there's an old Italian saying that I grew up, my family's Italian, I grew up around, all my friends were in the Delta were Italians. And Kelly doesn't understand this. The old Italian saying is after 5 days, fish begin to stink.
Yeah.
And, you know, after 5 days, my guess is Kelly's family members are going, how long is he staying?
That's right. And I'm sure he's staying for free. But the thing is.
Of course. That's why.
But one thing I was thinking about was the only thing we've heard from him was an email this morning saying he won't be on the show in for a week in November. So
yeah,
it's not a we miss you. It's like, oh, also this week I'll be gone. Yeah.
Well, he did send me pictures the other night. He had managed already to find a sports bar surprise there, and he said he's going to make him take him to a high school football game on Friday night in Minnesota because he had never seen one. There will be no family happier to see an airplane take off than when that one does.
They got him TSA pre-check.
They've already booked his ticket. Okay, Appalachian State in town this weekend, and as Glenn was saying earlier, they got a pretty talented quarterback. Coach Huff commented on the quarterback play at App State and what the Golden Eagles have to do to defend that.
No, when you got a quarterback, you got a chance, and they got a good one. He can make all the throws. He's got a really good grasp of the system. So he gets through his progressions. He's not just looking for one receiver. They do a really good job of packaging plays so they look similar. The receivers have all the skills that you want. They can run by you. They can break routes off. They got really good hands. So we're going to have to play really, really sound. I don't think in these games you go in saying, hey, we can take away X, Y, and Z. They're too good across the board. You try to take away the pass. They got a running back that's arguably probably going to be one of the top running backs in this conference, if not the country. So you can't say, well, we take away the pass and then you'll get beat with the run, or you take away the run and get beat with the pass. You have to try to balance it, try to keep things in front of you, minimize explosive plays, try to do a good job of playing the ball in the air. I thought we did that last week. We defended, I don't know, five or six deep balls without, you know, penalties. We talk a lot about that. We work that a lot in practice. You got to be able to do that. You got to be able to tackle well. They just don't throw it down the field. They throw the intermediate pass. They have the horizontal passing game. So you got to kind of do a really good job of being sound across the board. And then, you know, once the ball gets in the air, you got to try to get the guy on the ground.
Glenn, tell our listeners about this quarterback and you and now Coach Huff saying this guy's dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was his freshman season at Vanderbilt. He had probably 9 or 10 starts for those guys, and then transfers to LSU, doesn't get a whole lot of action, and now he's obviously over there in North Carolina. He and Braylon are probably the two biggest QB transfers, you know, portal transfers in the Sun Belt, so it'll be cool to see those guys battle it out. But he's a super savvy guy, a lot of arm talent. He can make all the throws. Coach Logan's, you know, they spread you out horizontally. You're going to have to tackle well in space. And to this point, nobody's, you know, put any pressure on him. And when they got to the point where they had to blitz him, he made them pay. He's smart. When they spread people out, they see where the blitzes are coming. And he's made people pay to this point. That's why I was so adamant about being able to pressure him with our front four, or he will make you pay, you know, when you blitz him.
And you got to tackle in the open field, right? You can't miss a bunch of tackles.
Yeah, definitely. They're going to get tested out there. He's going to stress our linebackers and our safeties, you know, out in space. So those guys are going to have to be able to tackle one-on-one.
And what's important, Glenn, I think for me when I think about this game is sometimes I think the back end of the defense kind of – they got burned a few times against Mississippi State. They didn't really get burned a lot against Jackson State just because Jackson State wasn't throwing the ball downfield that much. This is a team that's going to be throwing the ball more over the middle. When you think about that, as far as like over the middle throws against the defense that Southern Miss likes to play, it's very important for the linebackers to recognize the play early. Otherwise, the middle of the field is going to be open a lot in a 4-2-5.
Yeah, to be sure. They're going to have to be on their P's and Q's. This isn't a game where you can just key on a strong run game or lock into something. You're going to have to recognize things and read your keys, and, you know, don't get caught with your eyes in the backfield in the play-action game. And they have to get to the point where you have to protect the middle of the field and probably roll to cover three and play that one safety over the top, you know.
Right.
So they're going to have to be sound, big-time sound, or you're going to get embarrassed.
But the good news is that they have two really good linebackers in Michael Montgomery and Chris Jones, which I think – we all knew what Chris Jones was going to be, Glenn, but Montgomery has, I think, been one of the best – biggest surprises, I think, on the defensive side so far.
I agree. He's got all the physical attributes, and the two times we've interviewed him, he's obviously extremely intelligent.
Right.
So, you know, him being the quarterback of that defense, you know, initially I was a little concerned about that being young and coming over here, but after you talk to him, he's like talking to a 30-year-old guy. He's very mature and intelligent, and he realizes, you know, he mentioned the mistakes he made in each game and what teams are trying to do to him, and he recognizes that and generally doesn't make the same mistake twice.
But, guys, isn't this what we've been waiting for? I mean, haven't we been waiting for teams like App State to come here and have a competitive Southern Miss team on the field that can compete with these guys in their own league? Forget Mississippi State. Forget the SEC. Forget all that. Jackson State, kind of a money game. I get it. But that's all out of the way. And now, Glenn, we're going to play teams that our goal should be to be able to compete with the teams that are now on our schedule.
Oh, most definitely. I can't wait to get to the stadium Saturday and just check this. I think it's going to be a chess match. You know, you have with Blake and Coach Loggins, you've got two really good play callers. These defenses are going to get tested, both of them. So it's going to be a cool chess match to watch. And I want to see who's the most physical, who's going to be strong in the fourth quarter. I mean, there are lots of tales that are going to be told in this football game for both programs.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think Coach Huff has emphasized so much about the crowd, Glenn?
It's just huge when you come out onto that field and the intro and the crowd's, you know, hyped up. And he knows they are the 12th man, you know. Legitimately, those kids, you know, get emotionally to another level when they get welcomed into their own stadium by their home crowd like that. And conversely, if they're not there, it's a heck of a letdown. And then, as coaches, you've got to start trying to build those kids back up and tell them to create their own energy. You shouldn't have to do that in your own place.
Yeah. Dave, yesterday, Graham Crawford, obviously he played baseball, but he told me that they still don't believe that people understand exactly how exhilarating and important that Pete Taylor crowd is to the baseball team. The same thing could apply to the football team.
Yeah, it could. It could, for sure. I think it's a little bit different. I think the crowd needs to show up Saturday night. It's not a noon game. It's not a weird 4 p.m. kickoff. It's a 6 p.m. kickoff, you know. And like I said, and I've said this all week, but I wrote it in my column earlier this week, and I'd labeled my column exactly how you just said it, Bob, that this is what we've all been waiting for. This is the game that tells us how far Southern Miss football has come. Now, it doesn't mean that if they lose that Southern Miss football is doomed or anything like that. It's a good App State team. But it tells USM fans just how far they've come from last year, probably losing this game by two or three touchdowns, maybe even more, to, you know, if they can get this game to the fourth quarter, even win it, whatever it is. I think it's just going to tell a lot. And it's a big game. It's a huge game. But for the fans, for the players to see the fans in the stadium means that the fans care about the players. And that's such a crucial part in all of this that, you know, and I go back to what Coach Huff said yesterday, and Glenn was there when he said this. He said, Chris Jones, you know, he told me that it's nice to be respected again. It's nice to be supported again. And
that's good.
That's just a key aspect of the fans needing to be there. And I've already seen, you know, the ticket sales on Southern Miss. And I'm saying, like, Southern Miss fans, y'all need to get it on up. That did not look good, at least this morning.
Right. All right, Glenn, we really appreciate you, man. How can people access your fine organization, GoldenEaglePride.com?
Yeah, just type in one word, GoldenEaglePride.com, and the page comes up. We'd love to have you. We got a great community of Golden Eagles here.
And real quick, I've got about 45 seconds. What seems to be the vibe among your GoldenEaglePride.com community?
They're excited about this game. I mean, they've been talking about this game, too, like Dima and I have, you know, for the last 2 weeks, pointing toward this game, you know, to tell us, you know, to kind of really set our expectations for this conference season for us and where we're really at.
All right, Glenn. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you, man.
Hey, I appreciate it, Bob. Right. Take care.
Dima, are you about through with them damn dill pickles?
Well, I can't eat them while I'm on the air. That would be something Kelly would do.
The whole He'd be over here place like, smells like dill pickles.
That'd be what Kelly would be doing. I don't do that while I eat. I'm talking on the air.
That's right. Speaking of eating, Mobe Beignet would be a good place for Dima to go when he finishes off his pickles. Get some some fresh beignets at a
That'd
coffee.
Be really healthy from fried pickles to beignets. Yeah.
2902 Hardy Street. Check out their Facebook page. Don't forget, we're on the road Friday, Genesis of Hattiesburg. Looking forward to that. That's the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Genesis sedans and SUVs, all from Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership. That's where we'll be, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. When we come back, we're going to hear from Jeffrey Pittman, running back for the Golden Eagles.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. DBAT sponsors this segment of our program. They're on Hardy Street, and they provide state-of-the-art facilities for baseball, softball training for children and kids and young adults. And, of course, all sorts of athletic training, no matter what your sport is. They've got experts at DBAT on Hardy Street that can help you. And don't forget, they got a great pro shop with the holidays beginning to kind of appear on the horizon. That's a good thing to keep in mind. DBAT, great Christmas gift ideas. Can you believe I just said that? Christmas gift ideas. And what is the date? September the 10th.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. So DBAT on Hardy Street, then we hope that you'll do business with those good folks. If you're into home repair, going to be home remodeling, some stuff in your yard, even your garden, forget about every place on the map except MCS Home Center. That's the new headquarters for home repair, home remodeling, home construction. Everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden, it's available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue, Hattiesburg's new improvement home center with local folks eager to help you, 7329 Highway 98 West. Look like you got something you want to say, or you're about to eat another pickle.
No, I was just sitting here thinking of how great that store was when we went there.
It's beautiful.
It's awesome. I'm going to buy everything from there, so I encourage everybody else to, too.
There you go. All right, set up this interview you did with Jeffrey Pittman.
Yeah, I got to talk to Jeffrey Pittman. Talked to him before the Mississippi State game, just kind of a one-on-one for a story I did for the paper. And, I got to talk to him again, kind of how he's seeing the field right now. And really had an interesting response. I asked him, I've asked every transfer, why did you come to Southern Miss? And I said, a lot of people said to Coach Huff. He had a very interesting response, and listeners will get to hear that. Jeffrey Pittman on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Jeffrey, thanks for joining the Eagle Hour today.
Glad to be here.
Jeffrey, can you tell our listeners, just obviously starting running back at Southern Miss, but just tell us kind of your journey getting here to Southern Miss. Take us through that.
It was kind of a process where I hit the portal, didn't really want to leave home. I kind of wanted to come back home, and having Coach Huff as a head coach made the decision extremely easy.
Transferred from Mississippi State, of course, came here to Southern Miss, and I've asked everybody who's transferred here this exact same question, why Southern Miss? And every one of them have said Coach Huff, and that might be your answer too, and that's totally okay. And it's a great answer, but it's a testament to him.
Yeah, it's definitely Coach Huff. My quarterback out of high school came here, and out of high school, you cannot get me to come here. I'm not gonna lie, but Charles Huff, he definitely has changed the environment. He's changed the work process, and I believe anybody in the country would want to come play here.
So you wouldn't have come here if Charles Huff wasn't the head coach.
It'd be hard. It'd be a hard decision, but probably not.
Hard sell. Well, Jeffrey, talk to us about your game play the last 2 weeks. Obviously, a little bit of a struggle to run the ball against a good SEC front against Mississippi State, but got really some explosive runs in that second half against Jackson State.
I think it has a lot to do with timing. Offensive line and us, we have to be better with game timing rather than just practice timing. With any team, we all have to mow together and have to figure out how can we play with each other. And I think it takes a little bit more from the running back room rather than just, throwing and passing and catching, because the receivers came from Marshall, a lot of the guys. So I figured those guys are going to connect a lot easier than it is for the box to connect.
How would you think – obviously, you're running behind your offensive line. It's a new group kind of still trying to gel together. How would you think their play has been the past 2 weeks, and what do you want to see more from them?
I think it's been as good as it can get. I mean, we played some really good defensive linemen. I mean, SEC and the guys from Jackson State was pretty nice. I think it's just going to come down to the preparation that we do week to week, and figuring out what ways we can run the ball and what ways we can't.
Talk to me about just kind of your relationship with Braylon. Obviously, he's such a leader in the locker room. Really seems to just be the vocal point of the offense on every single snap, every single down. Can you talk to me about your relationship with him?
Great relationship. I mean, from the time that I took the visit with a lot of the Marshall guys, including Braylon, and that played a very big part into it. They had a lot of trust in him, a lot of trust in Coach Huff, to be very specific. Had a lot of trust in him, and having that many guys to leave a program and to trust a coach with a program that's at the bottom, I think they speaks a lot of volume. It speaks a lot of trust. So I mean, being with Bray and having that connection with him is very, very big. So,
conference play starts this week. App State coming into town. Huge game, just because you're past the Mississippi State game, you're past the Jackson State game, the in-state stuff, all that, you know, it kind of gets loud and noisy. App State coming in here, and it starts conference play. What do you expect to see from them, and how has Coach kind of prepared y'all for a big game like this Saturday night?
I expect them to be very disciplined. I mean, we've seen on tape they're very disciplined. The guys kind of do exactly what the coach asked them to do. So on our end, we have to be a lot more disciplined. And we have to be more consistent than them.
All right. Jeff, anything you want to say to the fans before you get out of here?
Southern Miss, go Eagles, baby.
All right, Jeffrey Pipp, a good interview, Dima. You know, one thing, when Coach Huff first came here and we started to hear about all these kids transferring, I was one of the people kind of critical of that. Oh, I don't really like this. But now I've realized that it speaks volumes about him. Those young men just love him, and they want to be around him. And you hear Jeffrey Pittman talk about that, a guy that was playing in the SEC, and he just keeps going on and on about Huff. What do you think it is about Charles Huff that these young men are so attracted to?
Yeah, well,
it was interesting because you heard him. He said, "I would not have come here
if
Charles Huff was not the head coach," which is a testament. I mean, it's just every player loves him, and I really think it's just that his door is always open for players. They can always walk in there and talk to him. He really values their life outside of football, which I think is key. Now, when they're on the field and between the lines, you know, he's military sergeant. Mm-hmm. And I think those boys respect that of him. Like, okay, when we're here to work, we're here to work. But when we're not working and we're outside of the football, you know, in between the lines stuff, he's my best friend. Yeah. And, you know, that's a thing. That to me is important, especially for a lot of kids in football nowadays who, you know what, they didn't have daddies growing up. They didn't have, you know, that's such a big thing for me.
Right, I agree.
Where you can have a coach like that, and any coach like that who can be that father-like figure to any player. It doesn't matter who you are, where you're from. Things happen. It's just the truth. Yeah. And any coach that can be a father-like figure like Coach Huff is to them, where, yeah, he's disciplined on the field and blah, 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 but, hey, he's their best friend off the field. And that, to me, is what sets him apart, and that's why everybody wants to come play for him.
I'm going to tell you something else I believe it illustrates, and I believe it illustrates that young people – want discipline in their lives. And like you say, maybe some of these young men didn't have a lot of that growing up.
Right.
Maybe they leaned on their coaches. And I saw that when I was doing high school football for many years up in the Delta, that coaches are far, far more in many of those high schools than just a coach.
Right.
And I see that in Charles Huff. But I do think it illustrates, if you're a young parent out there hearing this, it illustrates that kids do want discipline in their lives. Because make no mistake, he has discipline on that football team, Damon.
And I don't know. I don't know if it's like that they want discipline, more of they need the discipline to respect the coach
better. Yeah, but they accept the discipline.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, it's a great thing, and like I've said, I saw some things the past few seasons where that discipline was lacking in the locker room, off the field, all these things, and you saw the product on the field. Now you have a coach who's focused on that, but doesn't just focus on the discipline as, like, that's all he does.
He also
values relationship with each of his players, and that is such a key aspect of being a good football team. Nick Saban, that's exactly how he was.
Correct.
Great football coach. You know, Kirby Smart, Georgia, exactly how he is. So many coaches, national football coaches, who are like that you could name. And you see where their programs are at right now, successful. Saban went out a winner. Kirby Smart's, of course, at Georgia. Yeah. Several others.
Two things about Coach Huff. We didn't know what to expect when he came here. I'm a believer now that he was the perfect hire, and he's the perfect guy for the job. And another thing, and we talked a little bit about it on the air, is he seems sort of aloof and distance from guys like us. I see now that's really not the case. Coach Huff is very open, very charming when you get around him, and very receptive to talk to you. But, you know, he's got a job to do. Yeah. And right now that job is to get this football program turned around, and we desperately need that, Damon.
Yeah, and it definitely seems like a good hire. I'm not going to go as far as to say it's the perfect hire yet, because we all saw that with Will, and we saw how that turned out. Now, I'm not saying this is going to turn it out
I hear you.
But I'm going to say he's got to win football games for me to buy in. That's just the truth.
I think he's going to.
I think he's going to, too. I'm not saying he's not, but I'm not going to go after week two, you know, and say he's perfect hire.
How exciting, though, is Saturday night? Long time since I've been this excited. Not that what I think matters, but I think it's been a long time since a lot of the fan base has been this excited about a football game.
Yeah, it really has. Growing up, I used to go to The Rock every single Saturday night, and it was so fun. And it's just past few years has taken that away, and I think Saturday night can replicate that in some regard.
All right, Demon wants to talk about soccer. That's next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Fourth segment sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill. That makes sense. Great place for lunch. Great place to catch all the big sporting events on the TV. 4th Street Bar and Grill, right there in the shadow of the Rock. Well, as we've been saying all week, it is Genesis of Hattiesburg week here on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. I said something earlier in the week about one of the great things about what I do for a living. It's enabled me to make some great friendships, and this is a perfect example. Kevin Mullins is the manager of the Matt Grubbs Auto Group, which includes, of course, Genesis of Hattiesburg, and I'm happy to say that over the years, Kevin and I have become good friends, and we grew up in the same area of Virginia. We grew up with a love for the Washington Redskins, and that helped us bond a little bit, my man. And this is the man, Demon Mixon. I have an autographed hat in my office with the legendary autograph of Joe Gibbs.
And wow.
This is the man that made that possible. I think about you every time I look at that, and it is the centerpiece in my office, Kevin Mullins.
I knew it was going to a great place. And I'm glad you reminded me. I completely forgot about that, but that's man, there's not many of those in the world, and I'm glad you get to have it.
Well, I'm forever grateful to you. Hey, I'm also grateful to you, man. You're going to have us at the dealership this Friday. We've been looking forward to that as we kick off this big conference weekend. And you said something to me on the phone that Southern Miss has a quarterback now, and this is exciting stuff, isn't it, Kevin?
Man, I was at the game this past Saturday, and just the energy there. Coach Huff just brings an energy to the Rock that, you know, I've been in Hattiesburg now 13 years, and I don't think any coach has brought the energy to the Rock that he brings to the Rock. And it's, I think, great things are ahead of us in the very near future.
I think you're exactly right. Why is your support, and it is tremendous. People should understand it really is tremendous, but why is the support for Southern Miss Athletics so important to you and Mr. Grubbs?
Well, you know, from no other reason other than we like to give back to the community that serves us. You know, a lot of the professors, teachers, even the, you know, the president of the university drives a Genesis, and, you know, we like to give back to those that give to us. And that's just, that's the circle of life when it comes to sales and business.
Well, there's no question about that. And we're going to be doing our show from that gorgeous showroom of yours on Highway 98. I'm sure that it's been warmly received by the public. And it's the only true Genesis showroom in the state of Mississippi. Am I right about that, Kevin?
That's correct. And it will be the only one. And we're so blessed and fortunate to be rewarded to be able to have this and be able to serve our customers in a way that, you know, they, you know, you spend a lot of money on a car, you expect to be treated in a certain way. And this building and this facility and the people that work here absolutely give us the opportunity to serve these clients in a way that they want and need to be treated.
Now I'm going to give you the really good news. You didn't know about this. Dima and I will be down there Friday, and I think Graham Crawford is going to come join us. The good news is Kelly's out of town, and he won't be there, Kevin.
Well, he was a little underdressed last time he showed up, so it's all good.
Well, that speaks that pretty much Kelly every day, Kevin. Pretty much.
No, we love him, so it's all good.
Underdressed would be the key. Kevin, what is the main thing you would like for our listening audience around the state to know about Genesis of Hattiesburg and Matt Grubb Hyundai?
Well, the main thing that you want to know is that we're 100% customer focused. Anything we do at either of our stores, any new process we put in place, we look at it 100% through the consumer's eyes, not the way we want things to do to maybe make more money, but if we make a change in our systems and how we do things, how's the community going to view that? Because if it doesn't serve them, it's never going to serve us. And I think that's something that Mr. Grubbs has put into us and into our blood over the years, that, man, we're just nothing without our customers and we're nothing without the community. So that's what I think. I think we're a community-based dealership. Everybody that works in our stores lives in our community. They shop in our community, and we're just like everybody else that walks down the street. We go to church with everybody. It's who we are. We are Hattiesburg.
And the good news is that Mr. Bob Getty, of course, we're sitting right across from me. He drives a Genesis, and he did tell us that he would sponsor the other three hosts on the Eagle Hour a new car on Friday. So make sure and have the paperwork ready for us when we get there Friday.
No problem.
Yeah.
It's going to say void right across the top, but it's all good.
Well, yeah, these guys have lots of credit, so you ought to take care. Hey, Kevin, we're really looking forward to it, man. My friendship with you is very, very important to me, and I thank you for that friendship, and I'll look forward to bringing the radio show to your place Friday.
Right back at you, brother, and I'll see you Friday.
All right, Kevin Mullins, everybody, the GM at Genesis of Hattiesburg. All right, Dima did a lot of great interviews for us, so real quick, Dima, we'll have two more coming up this week?
Yes, you will. You'll hear from offensive lineman Hayes Creel. Got to talk to him. It was a really good interview with him. Also got to talk to a safety for Southern Miss. You'll hear from that later this week as well. And we'll have the App State play-by-play guy on hopefully tomorrow as well, Bob. So Adam
all right.
Witten.
And also Jack Duggan's going to join us tomorrow.
Oh, well, so that's an all-star lineup.
That's always fun. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Thank you very much for listening. We appreciate it every day. Southern Miss to the top.
Slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus.
a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.